Here's a story I learned about listening to Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio. And it's about a little kid who got put in charge of America's science. And it makes you wonder how such a thing is possible. Well, it's possible because Bush has incredible gall. Well, not really, because he's never been told no in his life. He doesn't know what the boundaries are. He has no clue what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, because anything he's ever done, you know, the idea, he signed up for the National Guard and instead did cocaine and liquor and Mexican hookers. Do you know today, what is today, February 10th, saw something in a paper, they dedicated the Air National Guard Museum, whatever, in D.C., they dedicated a bronze bust of Der Monkey to put in their museum to celebrate his service to the nation. When the son of a bitch was coked up and too drunk to fly, he knew he couldn't pass a physical with all the drugs in his system, so he bolted and just ran away. And they said, well, that's okay. His name's Bush. Ain't no reason why he should have to come to work. And he's been that way all his life. But this is a thing, it's called Politics versus Climate Reality. It's in the U.S. Whore Today. And somehow this subject was so shameful that they found themselves having to come down against their best friend, George Bush. Imagine, USA Today say something against George Bush. Hard to believe. Oh, but we have an example of horacious writing. Horacious, and I mean that in both ways. Check out this first sentence. Would that the rise and fall of George C. Douche, 24, a NASA political appointee, would become a metaphor, dash, one taken all the way to its logical conclusion, dash, for the Bush administration's policies on global warming. Now, what did I say? I don't have a damn idea. Anytime you start out a long story with that, you better be saying, would that be a red-breasted... So I don't have any idea what he said. Douche has for months embodied the White House Earth is flat take on why the Earth is warming, with consequences from melting glaciers to freak weather. Working in NASA's public relations, he tried to muzzle, objection to the word tried, he did not try anything. He muzzled them. A renowned climate scientist who, like serious scientists the world over, warns that global warming is a threat, requiring government intervention to curb emissions from cars, factories, and more. This furthered the business-friendly Bush administration's increasingly lonely mantra that science isn't solid enough for those for more than volunteer measures. Ready? This furthered the business-friendly Bush administration's increasingly lonely mantra. Holy Jesus Christ, can you conjugate that on a blackboard? I guess the subject is mantra. One of the adjectives is lonely mantra. The adjective is modified by the increasingly lonely mantra, and then that's preceded by, okay, the mantra belongs to, it's possessive from the administrations, which is preceded by the modifier Bush, which is preceded by the modifier business-friendly. So the business-friendly Bush administrations, possessive now, increasingly lonely mantra. What is wrong with people that can't write? Anytime you have six words to describe one other word, you got a problem on your hands. What's wrong with USA Today that they can't figure that out? This furthered the business-friendly Bush administration's increasingly lonely mantra that the science isn't solid enough for more than voluntary measures. But scientific consensus long ago moved on. The issue now is not whether global warming is happening, but how severe the effects will be. Okay, they go on and on and on, yappy, yappy, yappy. That's why I like listening to Randy Rhoads. Boy, she cuts to it real fast. What happened now? This kid was 24, this George Douche. He's 24 years old, and he faked a resume, I think it was from Texas A&M, said he had a journalism degree. So obviously, if you have a fake degree in journalism from a Texas school, you get put in charge of NASA. Now, what happened? Anytime a NASA scientist wanted to release a report, they had to send it over to this douche boy. And this douche boy would go through it, and whenever they said global warming, he would write the theory of global warming. And any time it said dire consequences, he would write, oh, the alleged potential for dire consequences, like that. Now, think what a horrible precedent that set, that you have a religiously insane monkey appointing political cronies to be in charge of science. I mean, they've done this again and again. They've done this with evolution. They've done this with stem cell research. They've done this with pregnancy. They've done this with everything. They say the attitude or the mantra, here we go, mantra, the point of view of the Republicans is forget all that science. Let's do what God wants us to do. And of course, you know, who are we going to ask what God's intentions are? Osama bin Laden? Pat Robertson? The Catholics? You're going to ask old Bart what the invisible cloud being really feels deep down in his heart? You remember that idiot Pickles? It was, I guess, two shows back. She said, I certainly can't speak for God, but I'm sure he wants New Orleans rebuilt. Well, you idiot, did your second half of your sentence. See, the first half of your sentence, I'd like to introduce them to. First half, meet second half. Go ahead, shake. Go ahead.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer. It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free, I feel free, I feel free, I feel free. Dick is a killer.